Siyabonga Tatenda. Siyalambulela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomgqibelo omhlaka 24 Nhlangula 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Elingali tshona njani izulukandaba mthokazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, kambe uhlelo lwebandla leMDCT olokuthi uZulu angathenga ezitolo zeziphatha amandla zebandla lezanu PF luzaphumelela na?
Umbuzo mebe singazibuza wona ukuthi bona abantu bezanu bawuphethe okunganani umnotho weZimbabwe. Ngakho ukuthi amashopu abo kakho maningi kangako ambona ukuthi ngabe lo mehluko ye.
Kufa isizalwane seZimbabwe kwele South Africa kudlakela lwezombusazwe olwanga lwesithathu.
Ye, okwamanje imibiko esuka ePitoli ithi hayi umumo sokungani uyehla udlame akusekho lokhana obekukhona amalanga amathathu.
Kwezemidlalo, imidlalo yenkezo yePremier Soccer League sifike kuviki yeshumi lanye sihlaziya isimo sengalane yemiklomelo silo Ezra Chisa Sibanda. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Kambe uhlelo lwebandla leMDCT olokuthi uZulu angathenga ezitolo zeziphatha amandla zebandla lezanu PF luzaphumelela na? Ibandla leMDCT kuyona le iviki lithe liphakathi kokuhlela ukuthi uZulu engathengi impahla ezitolo zeziphatha amandla zezanu PF ezifana leGushungo Dairies ekaMongameli Mgabe leChoppies kamsekeli wakhe umnumzana Phelezela Mphoko. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ngcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe umnumzana Zenzele Ndebele.
Umbuzo mebe singazibuza wona ukuthi bona abantu bezanu bawuphethe okunganani umnotho weZimbabwe. Ngakho ukuthi amashopu abo kakho maningi kangako ambona ukuthi ngabe lo mehluko ye. Ngathi amanyethelo amatsha amahle atshengisa ukuthi abantu sebediniwe ngombuso wezanu PF. Athi kuyini okunye abangakwenza ngoba amboni ukuthi ungabalalisa phandle kwengubo abantu bezanu ukuthi ezitolo zabo azisathengwa. Ngoba ngiyethemba ukuthi amabhoyikothi lawo azayenzakala lapho okulothekelelwa abantu be-MDC khona kakhulu. Kodwa siyakwazi nxa usemashoneni ngale kwouzimbo maramba pfungwe siyahlaba siya khona le mashonaland east izanu izibambile okuthi nxa kunalapha kwabamabhizinisi khona they won't be affected that much. Okuzawa ngokuthi lapho abantu be-MDC ababhoycotha khona bangaki bona abantu be-MDC amabhizinisi ezanu mangaki.
Kodwa sithi bekhangele amakampani amakhulu afana labo nalabo Gushungu Dairy lama supermarket amanye lapho kuthiwa baleza belo zamashezi ubonana kusezokusebenza na
ngoba akhangela amakhamba amakhulu ngasebenza kodwa uzananzela ukuthi singase sikhangela uGushungu bonala bavele sebezipulela nje ngathi isikhathi uyangena ema supermarket amakhulu ungatholi ama products eGushungu ngenxa ukuthi sesehluleka ke ukuyenza ngento ngendlela enhle kumbe ibusiness yabo siba affect ngenxa ukuthi kona umkhono mawumanga kuhle. So nxa bengathola ama shops amakhulu mhlawumbe ama supermarket edrop lapho okuthiwa leyi izani abantu bezanu balaphahlezi kungayandaba kungazama ukuthi kube ne-isitoke mbanakae-MDC should do more than ja ukuboycotha ama-supermarket. Kuningi abamele bekwenze sekuyisikhathi sokuthi betengisa ukuthi umbuso kamgabe abawukhwabiti kuyini abamele bekwenze into abamele behlale phansi bezibuza ukuthi what is it abangakwenza ukuthi izanu izwe ubuhlungu bebe-forced to a-negotiating table ngoba ngendlela umumo womkhono omomnike ome ngayo u-2018 ukhathala kakhulu.
Uyatsho wena ukuthi kuningi akusipho kulutshwane ubona ngani bengakwenza?
MDC as a representation in parliament. I think MDC should look at our laws, the constitution enter, which allows abantu to challenge some of the things ezenzakala. I think ama parliamentary control committee now just formula ukuthi alakho uexpose i-corruption ezenziwa i-government. So amarali yes. But this is the time when the MDC should be mobilizing people if they have them and getting in the streets and saying we are going to peacefully demonstrate until this government goes or until this government says something. Because siyakwazi ukuthi khona umbuso omuntu obusa ngothuku awuphumi kuphela unless abantu beze bezimisele ukuthi bagcwale izibidi bemtshele umongameli umgaba ukuthi sebediniwe ngombuso wakhe.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Zenzele Ndebele ingcwethi yecubungula ezombusazo bekhuluma icingweni le Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Kulesizalwane seZimbabwe esibikwa sifile kwele South Africa ngolwesithathu ngemva kokuqhamuka kodlakela lwezombusazwe olubangelwe ikukhethwa kukankosikazi Thokozile Didiza owebandla le-ANC ukuthi abe ngumeya weTswane, abanye besithi kabafuni ukuthi abe kulesi sigaba. Sixoxe lomnumzana Walter Nsulunguli Mbongolwane ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Yebo, okwamanje imibiko esuka ePitoli ithi hayi umumo sokungani uyehla udlame akusekho lokhona obekukhona amalanga amathathu adlileyo, abantu sebehamba ngendlela abafisa ngayo. Ngikhuluma nje lamhlanje bengiphakathi ePitoli, hayi impilo iyaqhubeka ngendlela nje evela abantu abayijwayeleyo. Kodwa siyazi ukuthi mawuya emalokishini kule ndawo ukuthi akusemabopane, siyazi ukuthi khona izolo bathole isidumbu, and siyazi ukuthi njalo umumo lokhu ungani abantu abakathembi. Kodwa kule masosha namaphoyisa abalokhu behamba-hamba besenza ukuthi konke abantu bengakhlukunyezwa kube kahle. Naye uThokozi Didiza lo abakade besithi abamfuni, sekukhona imibiko ethi bakhona eMamelodi, bakhona njalo eAtretville, bathe bammelela ukuthi abe ezoba addressa ukuthi ebatshele ukuthi yena ubalethela ngani.
Isike sezwe impiko yokubana omunye wabalabo abafileyo ngodabuka eZimbabwe, kungakuliqiniso na?
Ye, leyo mibiko ngiwuzwile la umbiko njalo, kodwa akunasiqiniseko esikhona ngoba asikaboni abantu abasezimbabwe abadeye bayamazi, kodwa sikuzwile kuphuma ezindabeni zikamabonakude ukuthi kulo muntu obuya elizweni lasezimbabwe. Akungeke kwamangalisa lokhu ngoba siyazi ukuthi abantu basezimbabwe vele baningi kakhulu ePretoria lapho, njalo abanye babo yilaba abayenza okokushishina kwama-tuckshop. Njalo abantu bama-tuckshop yiwo njalo akade bengani bahlukunyezwa kakhulu ngalesi sikhathi kuzokungena izigebengu ekade zithatha lowo mumo sezifuna ukuthi khona zona zitshontshe ezindaweni zalabo abantu abasebenza. So abantu basezimbabwe vele bahlala besengozini enjalo ukuthi bangakhlukunyezwa kulakule ndaba ezinto.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Walter Nsulunkulu Mbongolwane esizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa ubekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 ekhona le eSouth Africa.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kilohertz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Okwamanje sengidedela emuva ngilitshiya ezandleni zikasithandekile Mhlanga esethulela uhlelo lwethu lwendaba zabesifazane.
Siyalamukela kuhlelo oluphathelane labesifazana lelami usithandekile Mhlanga. Namhla sixoxa lonkosikazi Nomsa Nekevane, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso elondoloza intandane eZimbabwe, iMopane Foundation International, yona egcwele eBilithane. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga mama.
Yes, siyananzelela ukuthi ubusekhaya, ungasichazela ngamafichane ukuthi kuyini ofike wakwenza.
Kuloko bengiqala ukuhamba ngisiyabona izikolo zonke lapho kulabantwana esibasupportayo. Ngiqale eSomakwili eNkayi, lapho esibhadalele khona abantwana abangu-6 sabathengela ama school uniforms, sasuka lapho sayenyashongwe eMathebeleni South, sasuka lapho sayezamanyoni eMathebeleni South, labantu abangu 7 khona. Omunye uform 1 siyangeza u grade 3 I think. Sasuka lapho sayelukazi se eMadopo, sasuka lapho sayagcina eCholosho eGwayi primary school, nakhona sabantu abangu 6. Kushuthi zonke izikolo sesifathisa sabhela school fees for umnyaka wonke, saphinda sabathengela ama uniform. Abanye sigcine sibathengela izicathulo ngoba indlela abantu abasola ngakhona it was just an emotional journey. Honestly, angizange ngibone ukunjalo, bengakwazi into khona kudala ngagcina ekhaya, sesibabhadala singababoni, but this time it was just an eye opener.
Kuyini okukwethuse kakhulu? Baswela impahla zokugqoka yini lokusebenzisa kumbe ukudla?
Baswela konke. La engaqala khona esemakwilili kwakulo mntwana ona 11 years kufana ndingaku grade 4 isaza grade 4 grade 5 yena ugrade 1 akalampahla vela ngikwazi ngiqale ngayo. Abanye ama-stories abo bazokutshela ukuthi ngabantwana bahlala beyi-2 sebezagcina bahlala komakhelwane, omakhelwane nabo balakudla abasebenzi. Abanye akulani nto abalayo, bakhona abazamayo bakwanisa ukuzenzela ezinye izinto. Saba-interview abantwana, sakhuluma nabazali babagadileyo. Omnye ugogo wayegade umntwana akakwazi kwayena ukuthi wazalanini, sathithi umuthi nawazalana wathi azalwa ngomnyaka wentethi, okokuthi yena akakwazi. Abantwana bakhona bonke izikolo zonke zengu-6 njengofasike ezihambayo, abantwana bangu-31 oyi-1 kuthelwe ne-birth certificate.
Kuyini okwenza bethi abanelisi ukuzuza incwadi lezi zokuzala?
Ngoba abazali abekho, ogogo bakwazi benze njani. Abanye abantwana kuzothiwa maybe unina wamzalela eGoli wabuya laye. Abanye abazali bakhona bayaphila but unina wanyamalala or ahamba akwenda atshiye umntwana logogo. Ngibuza umntwana ukuthi ngigcinenini umama, akasakwazi wamgcina nini. Omnye kuthiwa wamthiya khona bezalwa, wagcina khona phakazi asinambona.
Kuyini wakubonayo ngezikolo zikhatshana yini?
Somakwilili lapho saqala khona ngenhlanhla bathola sasazi noma bathi World Vision babapha amabhasikili abantwana basifunda from 3 kilometers away from school. Abantwana bonke bathola amabhasikili but kwezinye indawo zonke kukude. Abanye bahamba as 5 kilometers besesikoleni but indlela abayiphilayo bona bakubona ukwenzima bakhona because ayikho enye into abaziyo other than khona ukuhamba isikole semango besesikoleni. Okuhlungu kakhulu like ezamanyoni sathi sifika esecondary kwathiwa abantwana bakhona bayi 300 and something. Out of 300 and something only abantwana bangu 50 babhadala i-fees. So okungangukuthi ama-teacher labo I think baphelelwa luthando futhi lokufundisa abantwana. Enkaya lapho saqala khona kunamagrobs angu-2 from grade 1 to grade 7. Ama-class u-grade 1 no-grade 2 bafundela iclass ne-81. Uthomi teacher bengapha, omunye bengapha be-flatten. So okungangukuthi from ama-resources abala, abantwana balamane ukubhadala isikolo. Izikolo azinama-resources. Ayiphi into ekhona? Abantu abazali abala kudla. IZimbabwe is, I don't know, angivela ngikwazi ukuthi ngithini. I think now sezwa ngabantu. Sometimes I don't ba exaggerate but now so bone really so like situation uyabona abantu aba exaggerate and it's more than what you thought it was.
Abantwana abangamantombazana ke
bathinteka kakhulu in such case kunokuthi adinga nama sanitary pads that fike zamanye zathola ukuthi kunomama othungayo but khona ukubasola ama resources and luckily ubekezela maduma unkosikazi wakhe naye she's doing something along those lines so ukuthi sizama ukukhuluma naye ukuthi maybe abancede ngama sanitary ngokufuna bafundise ukuba ukuthi bathi ngama-sebenza tawela ngoba abakwanisi kubhata ukuzithengela wona la wenzani alahle ama-disposable aba-afford. If they can find a way ukuthi bazithungele basebenzise baphinde bawathi baphinde ba-alokho still be the best.
Lizababhadalela umnyaka owodwa, kuyathembisa yini ukuthi lizaqhubeka libabhadalele eminye iminyaka?
Isifiso sethu ukubabhadalela baze bayiqeda nabebefisa ukufunda yilokhu zenethu. So labe sibathethe okwamanje till sithole ama-donors. Okwamanje siyaqhubeka nabona bakuphela singakathatha abanye abakuthi sibasebenze baningi. So right now mangifika e-UK ngaka 15 October sine-fundraising which we are hoping ukuthi si-fundraise enough for the whole year next year. Nesibathengela ama-inform izinto abazidingayo. Ubekezela maduma nonkosikazi wakhe baphejile ukuthi bona bazabathengela ama-stationary. So ama-stationary thina ezimophani asizukuthenga ngoba labana bazosithengela sothina sibheka ama-inform nama-school fees abo. Sizimise ukubafundisa thili beqe-secondary school.
Leyo balaleli bekuyingxoxolo nkosikazi Nomsane Kevane, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ebona ngokulondolozwa kwentandane eMophane Foundation International, yona egxile eBhilithani. Asidibaneni njalo kuhlelo olufanayo ngeviki ezayo. Lizwe ukuthi siliphatheleni okutsha. Lilami uSithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Siyabonga Sithandekile Mhlanga. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje ke siqale ngokukhangela ukuthi kusasa kuyadibana aphi amaqembu kunkezo yeCastle Premier Soccer League. iHighlanders izadibana le ZPC Kariba enkundleni yePapa Fields ukuthi iCapes United yona inqikilane leBulawayo City eNational Sports Stadium eHarare. Iwange yabe isemalahleni konale eColliery idibana ke leMtare City. Imidlalo yona yenkezo yePremier Soccer League sifike kuviki yeChumi lanye. Kesihlaziye isimo sengalane yemiklomelo silo Ezra Chisasbane.
Nxa ukhangeleke Chris iHighlanders lonyaka itshintshile, thina abanye besikhonona ngokwenziwa kweHighlanders ibona ukuba nabaqeqesha ababekhona vele bengafanelanga ukubana ke baqeshele leli qembu elikhulu njengele-Highlanders. Umlungu lo osekhona ovela ke eNetherlands ubaba lo eDubai usebuye ke lokungcithi bakhe njalo sasebenza labafana bakhe ehlanganisa lalabo abakhulileyo ukuthi badlale iqembu leHighlanders. Kulezi nsuku leHighlanders kakula nkulumo. IHighlanders itshintshile, ungayikhangela ngomnyaka ophelileyo kuphethe ubaba uMafu, hayi yayingazange ifike phezulu, yayikhona le phansi. Ngolona umnyaka kababukhayindlu yayikhona le phansi, kodwa nge-second half season yakhwela yagcina sikuwo number 2. Kodwa lo nyaka into zitshintshile, sesithemba ubona amaplayers nxa engazange alimale, hayi le nkezo ngayithatha isicoco esikhulu.
Kodwa ke nxa sikhangela amanye amaqembu ikakhulu lawa angene kusizini yona le afana labo Bulawayo City lamanye ubona ngani kungakuhamba njani asihlale lokho ekukhona yini kumbe ngamanya za siwa kogoqanya womasinya sinya khona
iBlow City ngithemba njona ukubana ke sokuvula ukuthi kuthengwe ngama players esithi kumele bathole kanye abadlali ngani bancane iBlow City ngiyokhangela kakhulu ngibona iBlow ukuthi idlala sabangase bekhulile ukugijima kabasenelisi ngoba abanye bakhona ngabona siyalingana abasenelisi bagijime ke okwe 90 minutes so kumele ukuthi like idinga labafana abancane abazagijima sithatha lawa lolwazi ukuzincedisa labafana abancane njengalo kwenziwe eHighlanders. IBlow City Council yiqembu engikhalela ukuthi hayi ngeke liphume kodwa iqembu efana leBorder Strikers hayi leMtare City lezananzi yakugoqwanyawo vele kakubuyela umuva lezazi yakhanya ukuthi ziyahamba ngoba laba abadlali njalo lapho ezidlalela khona ungagalakele ukuthiwa yiBorder Strikers ngayidlaleli kunale eBitebridge idlalela kwezinye iindawo ongasemzini wala.
IDimbari ke ubona njani?
Abantu iDynamos bayazi iDynamos kayiqilisi kahle minyaka yonke kodwa isikhathi siyeza bangasuki baqala ukuthi iDimbari lonyaka ifile ithintile bazoyibona isiqalisile manje ukunqoba sokumele ke yithimu emele ikhangelelwe lana iyesajwe ngoba ingaqalisa ukubana isinqoba iyanqoba ke isizini yonke iziye phela yikho isikhathi esiningi ihlala idlulele indaba engani yitheleki ithi imile isiya khona lesiqongweni ukuthi iyethatha ke inkezo ukakhulu-ke abantu kumele bayikhangalisise ukubana iqinile iqembu leCape United lalo lonyaka ke liqine kakhulu-ke libuya kahle liyadlala leli qembu le-platinum ama-team engithi wakhangelela isizini nxa iphela lonyaka Chris yiHighlanders yiCape United yi-platinum layo-ke iDimbari ungayibali ngaphansi.
Lo ke ngu-Ezra Chisasbane ingcwethi ecubungulayo ezemdlalo wenguqu bekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 esebhilitane. Bahlelo lwethulwa lamhlanje ke sikhangele bezikhokhela. Kambe uhlelo lwebandla leMTCT olokuthi uZulu angathengi izitolo ezitolo zeziphatha amandla zebandla lezana uPF luzaphumelela na? Kufa isizalane seZimbabwe kwele South Africa kudlakela lozombusazwe. Selugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethulwa lamhlanje olivalelisayo igama nguChris Gande lilali.
Been listening. listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vatereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.